Ladies and gentlemen, notes from your soldier's notebook. Major General Russell B. Reynolds, commanding general of the Sixth Service Command, presents a series of programs for you about your soldiers, at home and abroad, on the ground and in the air, in every general hospital. Here are their innermost thoughts. Today we open our notebook to page 10, which brings us the story of Lieutenant Colonel Jane Clement of the Army Nurse Corps. Songs by Corporal Buddy Clark and the music of the 344th Army Service Forces Band under the direction of Sergeant Carmen Dello and starring the brilliant young pianist Private Henry Rose in a thrilling interpretation of Caprice Espagnol by Moskowski. Thank you, Henry. That was beautiful. Now, for a change of mood, we're going to ask Corporal Buddy Clark to sing a new tune by Hoagie Carmichael that grows more popular each day. It's called How Little We Know.
Maybe it happens this way. Maybe we really belong together. but after all, how little we know. Maybe it's just for a day. Love is as changeable as the weather. And after all, how little we know. Who knows why an April breeze never remains? Why stars in the trees hide when it rains? Love comes along casting its spell. Will it sing you a song? Will it say a farewell? Who can tell? Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Oh, I hope in my heart that it's so, in spite of how little we know. To be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? In my heart that it's so, in spite of how little we know.
Somewhere in the Southwest Pacific, dawn was just breaking over the long flat airstrip at Nadsat. A woman in GI slacks and army cap stepped out of a jeep and walked over to a group of men working on a C-47 transport plane. "Which way are you headed for, son?" she asked in a friendly, casual tone. The young mechanic looked up at this woman. "Moresby," he answered. "We'll be taking off in about 20 minutes. Reckon I could thumb me a ride?" the woman asked. The boy looked at her for a moment. She wore a leather flying jacket over her shirt, so he could not see the silver leaves of a lieutenant colonel on her shoulders. But he had a hunch. "Say, you ain't Ma Clement, are you?" "Reckon I'm what's left of her," she answered. The boy turned to his pals and shouted, Hey, guess who's here? Ma, and she's going to ride with us. Yes, they all knew about her. She was the fabulous Lieutenant Colonel Jane Clement, Director of Nurses of the entire Southwest Pacific Theater, and Ma to hundreds of thousands of GIs. The name Ma fitted her like the army cap on her head. In a strange, beautiful way, this extraordinary woman with the warm hazel eyes and kindly voice belonged to all of them. They were never too dirty or too sick or too shot up for her to help nurse that baby. They all knew they had a true friend in Ma Clement. When she was on duty there, she visited every hospital in the Southwest Pacific at least once every 3 months, going to every ward, talking to every patient. It didn't make the slightest difference to her who they were. They all got the same kind of treatment from Ma. But the big story when it comes to Colonel Clement concerns her army nurses, vast in her real job, looking after them, disciplining them, but always loving them. They can come to her with all their troubles, large or small, and she's always there, ready to help. She knows human beings, having been an army nurse since before the last war, gaining an understanding and humbleness that has made her the wise and extraordinary woman she is. It is my pleasure to bring to you now the woman of whom I just spoke. Lieutenant Colonel Jane Clement, Chief of the Army Nurse Corps and the Sixth Service Command. Ma, I mean Colonel.
It's all right, Sergeant Appleton. You may call me Ma, too.
Thank you, Ma. I can't tell you how glad we are to have you with us today.
Well, I'm glad to be here, because I have something to say. And this radio is surely a good way to reach all the people I want to talk to.
Well, the microphone is all yours, Colonel Clement.
Friend, Sergeant Appleton said I was an extraordinary woman. Well, I'm not. I'm just like the thousands of other women in the Army Nurse Corps. I've had a chance to get around more because I've been in longer than most of them have. That's all. And I'm mighty proud of all my nurses. Since the beginning of time, women have always been called upon to bind the wounds of their men and with loving tender care, nurse the sick back to health. History is full of countless examples of physical hardship, painstaking care and self-sacrifice demonstrated by our women in administering the needs of the sick and wounded. More than ever before, that need has grown so great that we must have thousands of qualified nurses right now. Those graduate nurses joining the Army Nurse Corps will have a fine opportunity in the Army, not only to serve their country and our fighting men, but also to further their own careers. They'll be commissioned second lieutenant and given an initial allowance of $250. And above all, friends, they'll be giving invaluable assistance to the wounded men who need their help.
Thank you, Colonel Clement. Thank you for being with us today. And I'm sure every qualified woman listening in will want to take advantage of the great opportunities offered in the Army Nurse Corps.
We march along with faith undaunted beside our gallant fighting men. Whenever they are sick or wounded, we nurse them back to health again. As long as we
in honor of Colonel Clement and the entire Army Nurse Corps, the 344th Army Service Forces Band and Chorus have sung the Song of the Army Nurse Corps. You are listening to Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook, presented each week at this same time by the Sixth Service Command and this station. Your announcer is Sergeant Forrest Aplon.